This woman could be one of the worst pedophiles in America. So this is Sierra Robertson. She is from the Seattle area. And recently authorities in Washington received a tip from an online chat service. And the contents of that tip were disturbing, to say the least. Sierra, who worked as an after-school STEM instructor, which, yes, meant she worked directly with children, was chatting with men online about how much she loved to sexually abuse babies. These chats also revealed the fact that Sierra had been trading CSAM or CP with other pedophiles online, and in the chats, she actually talked about how she preferred to molest babies because they essentially couldn't defend themselves. She also told these other pedophiles in these chats that she couldn't wait to have children of her own so that she could go on to molest them too. Now, this case is somewhat unique because we don't really see female pedophiles of this caliber. Usually when you see a news story like this, it's about a teacher who took advantage of a student. And I've covered many stories like this over the years, but this one is different because it's just so incredibly disturbing. Now, Sierra's bond was pretty high after she was initially arrested, but that bond was reduced to just $50,000, and she was able to pay that, and now Sierra is out of jail and just at her home. I'm going to keep following and reporting on this story because these, once again, are the people that are just out there. These are the people that are around you at all times, and people like this are drawn to positions where they're put with children, working with children, because they know that they have an extensive bank of children to draw from. And it's unknown at this point if she actually has abused any children. All those details are still sealed and under wraps. But I'm going to continue to report on this story because these issues are important to keep talking about, and it's important to expose these people. We do not have harsh enough penalties for individuals like this in America, and only through raising awareness can we hopefully change something in the future.